Welcome to the Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast. My name is Sally Harrison, and I'm the CEO of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. Today, we're in the University of Phoenix podcast studio, and joining me today, our guests are Stephen Peterson from the Mesa Public Schools Board and former mayor of Mesa, Scott Smith. Welcome to the show today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for being here. I appreciate your time. Most people know what a school bond is. That it pays for buildings and equipment, but I think a lot of people don't understand what an override is. Stephen, you're both a member of the school board and a certified public accountant. Can you briefly explain what an override is?
Over 25 years ago, there wasn't sufficient funding within the state budget, and so they allowed then for the local cities to bond for additional money to be able to then use to be able to provide for teachers, for staff, for predominantly for salaries. And it gave them the local citizens, if they chose, then to increase their budget, to have funds to be able to properly approach to being able to give a good schooling and a good education for our kids.
So because the state budget was so low, the benchmark that they set at that time was extremely low. And they recognized local districts didn't want to live with this very, very abnormally low benchmark. And so we could move above that, the amount that the state was willing to fund, and have additional funding come from the local districts that would provide what we would call a normal level of education funding, not the extraordinarily low, artificially low amount that the state said that they would provide.
So didn't the governor just say that he was going to give more money to schools? If that's the case, why do we need an override?
The governor has promised that for the teachers, he would give a 20% and funding for that. But this is already baked into the budget. We've had this override now for over 23 years. It's critical to our operating budget, and essentially, if we lose the override, then we're going to have to take what funding the government will send and backfill in cutting programs. So it's critical that we have this override.
It helps that the teachers have places to go that are maintained, mm-hmm. Classrooms that are air conditioned, sure. Buses that run. You know, the basic expenditures. And at the end of the day, spending on education is a big pot, has different areas.
Sure.
But just because the governor earmarked something specifically toward salaries, and that's wonderful that we can pay our teachers more, but it doesn't take care of all the needs. And if the override fails, then a big portion of the necessities in our school district also fail.
Got it. Well, Mayor Smith, most people may not realize that your father was superintendent of Mesa Schools for nearly 30 years. You've also been mayor of Mesa. That gives you a really unique perspective on the role that schools play in our community. Tell us what you think about this.
Well, growing up in an education household, I lived, breathed, drank, slept education. And I really got an inside view of how important education was and how committed our educators are. I mean, my dad was a great example of an educator that really cares about kids. As a mayor, I saw firsthand let's say the output, the results, mm-hmm. and how important having a great school system was to the overall health of a community, to the future of the community, to not only just having educated people, but having a business community that's vibrant. You have to have an excellent school system if you want excellence in your community. And right. Mesa's been very fortunate that for literally generations, we've had an excellent school system. We don't want to put that at risk.
Thank you. So what do the schools plan on spending the override funds on?
Historically, those funds, as I've mentioned, that have been used on compensation for employees, both the teachers as well as the support staff. And in fact, 87% of their compensation comes from this override that we've had. In addition, it adds additional teacher contracts so we can reduce some class size. It adds funding for technology, training. Security is a big piece that we've try to enhance and provide a safe environment for our kids, as well as some classroom supplies.
The great thing about Mesa, both in city government, but also especially in schools, is that we take that conservative approach to life that Mesa has lived under right. for a long time and apply it to the schools. Our schools are definitely not spendthrifts in the sense that
sure.
we have Taj Mahals. My dad used to say, the thing that made him most proud of Mesa is that we do more with average than anyone else can. we excel beyond what we have. And so I think it's important to know that these are not, we're not out there to get things that we that we want. These are about sure. taking care of needs. And right. we're to that point now. I think everyone understands that education as a whole is underfunded in Arizona.
Right.
And we're trying to do the best we can with what we have. And the Mesa schools have done a great job of doing that. For this override to fail would put additional pressures on the education, and that hurts nobody but our children.
So is the override wasteful spending?
As we mentioned, it's in a critical portion of our funding formula in order to be able to provide the funds to provide the education that our kids deserve and our families desire and want in our communities. It's unfortunate the word override is used. There's various reasons for which that's been put in place, but no, it's not wasteful. It's very essential.
How do Mesa schools compare to the rest of the state?
Compared to the rest of the state, we're very efficient in use of our funds. The amount that we spend on administration is some of the lowest in the state.
Mesa's often used as an example. Whenever mm-hmm. people say, oh, we pay too much for this and that, they say, well, look at Mesa. The largest school district in the state would assume it's the most inefficient, but however, when you look at the data, Mesa is one of the most efficient operations of any school district in Arizona, and for that matter, in the entire U.S.
Should be proud of that.
We are.
So we're told there's extra financial pressure on the schools now. What is that caused by?
The additional pressure that we're facing is coming because of the minimum wage increase. As you know, that our minimum wage is increasing from $8.50 up to $12 per hour by year 2020. A large portion of our staff work on an hourly rate, from the bus drivers, custodian, and a variety of staff. And if we don't have additional funding to be able to support that, over 50% of that staff is going to be within a dollar of minimum wage. And it's very difficult then to retain and to hire staff in that kind of an environment.
I found out even in the so-called business I'm in, which is quasi-government at Valley Metro, that we're having challenge holding on to people, because as the economy improves and minimum sure. wages go up, then you have an upward pressure on all wages within your system. And mm-hmm. it's really a challenge that all governments have, because we just can't pay the same that we used to, both legally and from a market standpoint. And without adequate resources, you've only got two choices. You cut hours, cut resources, or you lose good people. I mean, that's just the reality of it.
So, gentlemen, what happens if this doesn't pass?
If this doesn't pass, it'd be devastating for us to be able to find ways to rebalance the budget. Programs will need to be cut and adjusted, and we definitely don't want to go there. The community of Mesa has been very supportive, and we're appreciative of that support and confidence that they've had within us, and hopefully we won't have to go down that path.
For generations, Mesa has invested in their children. For generations, they've supported the school district, and the school district has repaid them with excellence. If this doesn't pass, then we would not only break that tradition, but we would really break a promise that we have to our kids, which is that we would give them every opportunity to succeed. You've got to have resources to succeed. You can't have success on nothing. And if this doesn't pass, the types of things we'd have to cut, the types of resources that would be lost, would be damaging to our children's education. And it's just unconscionable that a city like Mesa and a community like Mesa that has long supported education would allow that to happen. So I encourage everybody to vote yes on the override.
And the bond.
And the bond.
And
yes,
the bond.
Both
yes.
important.
Both
yes.
very important.
Well, thank you both for being here and joining us today on Inside Business Podcast. You can find all of our episodes on the Inside Business Podcast at iTunes, Google Play, or on your own favorite podcast website. You can also find them online at mesachamber.org.